This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Scott Finn. Okay, we've all done this, right? You put your own name into Google and you see what pops up. And what if you did that and what popped up was a mugshot from an unfortunate night a few years ago, something that you did that you wished that not everybody else would know about? Well, that's happening more and more because there are websites now that specialize in nothing else but putting out mugshots. Joining me to talk about this is Kelly McBride. She's with the Sensemaking Project at Poynter Institute. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you.
So I understand that there's a local media organization that pioneered this idea of mugshots as media.
Right. The Tampa Bay Times in 2009 created a website called Tampa Bay Mugshots. And that site is run mostly by computers that go to all of the county sheriff's departments and scrape up the public mugshots that are available and display them in a way that they can be searched and organized. And it was very successful. It generated a lot of advertising, and it also generated a lot of traffic.
Well, and now it's generating a lot of competitors, right? A lot of copycats.
Right. So other people saw this and saw how easy it was, and so they started doing it too. And so there's one called florida.arrest.org that does this for the entire state of Florida. And Florida arrests will go way back in the record and get mugshots from months or years or even more than a decade ago. And then if you want to have that mugshot taken down because it's not accurate or because it's embarrassing, you have to go to a middleman, a reputation company, and pay them a fee. And they then work with Florida arrests to take the mugshot down.
Yeah, there was an article in Wired about this recently that exposed how all of this works. So you have to contact one of these third-party middlemen, and then how do they take it down?
Well, they actually have an arrangement with these mugshot sites. So the mugshot site will give the reputation site a computer code that will then charge the reputation site $20 or $50, and the mugshot comes down within 24 hours.
Well, you're being charged like upwards of $400 sometimes or more than that, right?
Right. It's not cheap, and it's clearly only a certain class of people that would be interested in doing this.
What's at stake here for the media, and why should this be concerning to people who maybe don't have their mugshots available for these websites?
Well, there's two things. One is the accuracy of the sites. When you are arrested and charged with a crime, a mugshot is created and a charge is filed, and that's what shows up on the mugshot sites. But oftentimes, the charges are dropped or the charges are changed. And so that's not actually what you ended up being convicted of. The second problem is that because some of these sites are engaging in what seems like a legal form of extortion, state lawmakers are starting to try and introduce laws that will curb this type of highway robbery where somebody has to pay $400 to get a 10-year-old mugshot taken down off the internet. Eventually, what could happen is lawmakers could decide to take mugshots off the public record completely. And if they did that, I think all of us would suffer, journalists and the public.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project, thanks for joining us again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.